Good afternoon, Southern Garrett. Justin Smith with the National Judges Association. Please always be adjudicating in the area of individual analysis visual. I mentioned where I'm at on the field, the section of students I'm looking at, and how well those skills are being achieved. As we progress throughout this afternoon's program, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you the very best of luck. Looks like we're ready to go. Let's have a great run. Turn inside 130-yard line. Expressive range within the individual musicians. Sense of breath. Variety explored here within routing path over as we work through time and space within the drum line. Making our way over here to side one between the 40-45 yard line. Some differences in terms of internalization there of the pulse of that tempo. Make sure we're really subdividing and understanding those count structures within an effort change standpoint. Here working over the auxiliary, so I appreciate the layering through the lower body, the lunge, the change within the momentum for through the lower body as we work through a variety of planes. Certainly a strong level of training evident for you. Well done. Some efforts of recovery as we work through the freeze. Variety explored here as we work through different tempo, different step size here at the saxophones. Differences in terms of understanding the tempo maintenance as we work through the duration of the phrase. Here at the baseline side too, between the 40-50 yard line, some inconsistencies in terms of the members' understanding of the phrase conclusion and being able to bring that phrase to a halt before we go into the next phrase. Differences in terms of the plane that we're working through with the auxiliary from the side 245 to 50 yard line. But do appreciate those level changes as we work down into the ground. Certainly provides variety breath within that effort. Make our way over here, side two between the 45-50 yard line. Clarity, control through the upper body as we take a little bit larger step and being able to separate upper lower body through our core, maintaining upper body clarity as it relates to the front sideline. Some of us position into a 45 degree angle, some of us flat to the front. So continue to work on understanding exactly what angle, whatever angle that is fine. We just need to be consistent within the section. Field. Continue to take a look at the upper body placement relative to the back to the lower body. We get some differences in terms of approach as we work backfield, in terms of the body shaping and contouring as the upper body relates to the lower body. Variety explored here from a spatial standpoint here around the 50-yard line. Differences in terms of an understanding about the way that that form comes together. So we get differences in terms of individuals' timing of the feet as we work through the end of the set. Some of us, our feet stop moving at a consistent rate. Here with the auxiliary members, side one between the 30-40 yard line. Yeah, clarity within pull angles as we work through the conclusion of a phrase. A little bit inconsistent from member to member. Also, some of the confidence from person to person a little bit diminished as we have some members looking around, waiting to articulate the next phrase. Certainly do appreciate the side-to-side movement and the extra dimensionality that provides to the performer in terms of navigating through time and space. Here, mixed instrumentation, side one between the 40-45 yard line. Take a look within that effort change, understanding how that phrasing opens up as we keep the same general contouring and the way that space opens up over time. Certainly appreciate the variety being explored there through the larger step size. Handed very well through our lower voices as we backward slide across the field. Well done. Good for you. Yeah, much stronger there. A mixed orientation upper body from the 40 to 45 yard line in terms of the clarity of the upper body as it relates to the front sideline on the 45 degree angle. Good for you. Yeah, here with the auxiliary members, side one between the 40-50 yard line. So a little bit stronger understanding of that velocity effort change there through the different planes as we work through that. Variety explored here through change of tempo. Here with the auxiliary members. Yeah, certainly strong there as we work from kinetic to static. The muscle control that we build up through the manipulation of the equipment, strong, good for you. Yeah, here at the drumline backfield, yeah, some significant breakdowns in terms of pulse control, timing the feet as we move across the field. Some efforts of recovery, but basically trying to navigate through that space. Change here from a performance standpoint. Side two between the 40, 35 yard line in terms of more of a free as opposed to the bound look. Clarity of the upper body here for the mid-voices as we move across the field. Again, just really continue to work and reinforce here, students, the understanding of the separation of the upper and lower body, the clarity of that upper body as it relates to the front sideline. Timing, dimensionality through the expressive range through the shields works well for you in terms of timing, understanding that expressive effort quality. Yeah, some of us not all understanding the static punctuation through the upper body as we work through that expressive effort. Differences in terms of the placement of the back foot, whether or not we're working up through tendu or whether or not the back foot remains firmly planted on the ground. Working over here to side one, 30 to 35 yard line. The smaller step size, make sure that we continue to drive our feet at a consistent tempo as we work front field. Also understanding spatial continuity between the feet. Yeah, much better sense of timing, clarity through the flatline members as we work across the field to the left. However, differences in terms of the placement of the foot, whether or not the foot is perpendicular to the front sideline or whether or not the foot works through turnout. Here with the saxophone, side one, 30 to 40 yard line. Differences in terms of the control in the upper body relate to differences in terms of the heel height and the releve as we work backfield. So continue to work with the performance in terms of understanding that leg control, the muscle control from a training standpoint for a greater level of consistency from performer to performer. Strong efforts of recovery there from the auxiliary. So in the elements here, a bit challenging in terms of the wind gusts has picked up between the 35-40 yard line. All right, Southern Garrett, certainly appreciate your effort here today. Congratulations on a fine run. Continue to work with the students in terms of understanding upper body placement, separation of upper and lower body, especially through larger step size, a little bit longer phrases, and being able to have a little bit more core control and separation within the auxiliary, making sure that when we go out of a static set, understanding the velocity, the changes within plane as we work through, within percussion, really thinking about the control of timing, placement of the feet, and making sure that we're locking into pulse through the lower body. Best of luck to you. Hope my commentary is helpful, and best wishes to your program in the future. 51 to 75.